And we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Sheen. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Another, looks like, not too bad of a week. A little back and forth temps. 40s,
right,
50s,
right.
16, 20, 30. Yeah, just.
It's Nebraska.
Exactly.
Typical January Nebraska weather. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. And today, well, let's see. Today,
typically busy week
in
O'Neill.
Very busy
Last
week
was very busy, and this week looks to be just as busy.
Yeah. What's going on at O'Neill Public School?
Well, we held our school level spelling bees last week, and the results were, in the fifth grade, we have a champion in Emma Bowder. Josie York was the runner up in fifth grade. In sixth grade, your champion is Tensley Sorensen. Kyler Strong was your runner up. In seventh grade, the champion was Michaela Vergith, and Addie Sigler is your runner-up. And in eighth grade, Logan Bradshaw took top honors, while Haley Romiser was your runner-up. The champions will compete in the County Spelling Bee. That will be held this Friday at 1 o'clock at the O'Neill Elementary School Gym.
Nice.
We're hosting this year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good luck to all the kids.
Good luck to all the spellers in Holt County. The O'Neill FFA competed last Wednesday in the district LDEs. The chapter finished 4th out of 16 in the sweepstakes. Other results included Blue Ribbon winners Taylor Dinschlage and Taylor Chul in Creed speaking. The parliamentary procedure team of Jace Gregory, Brady Sidek, Cullen Cartella, Ty Rainforth, Paige Jansing, and Tate Stauffer. First Blue Ribbon went to Sarah Mitchell in co-op speaking, and First Blue also went to your Ag Demo team of Tate Creasel, Ashley Pischel, Emma Smith, and Claire Stouth. Purple Ribbon winners included in Senior Prepared Public Speaking, Baron Strope, Ag Demonstration, Kylie Howard, Kelsey Howard, and Carter Ott. Senior Prepared Public Speaking, Kirsten Welke took fourth place purple. In Junior Prepared Public Speaking, Jace Gregory took fourth place purple. The 8th grade Conduct of Chapter Meetings team of Wade Creasel, Molly Corkle, Madison Shoemaker, Brenna Davis, Brianna Gadance, Suhani Shadari, and Taya Dicka got fourth place purple ribbon. In Natural Resources Speaking, Riley Briner was third and an alternate to state. In Employment Skills, Gia Shadari was your district champion and state qualifier, while in Ag Literacy Speaking, Suhani Shadari was your district champion and state qualifier.
Nice.
So they had a good day over there in Ainsworth.
You bet. Saturday, had a little busy time up at O'Neill Public School. Something kind of different. That's always kind of interesting.
It's always kind of fun to go and see what those robots are supposed to be able to do this year. It's always a different challenge. This year, we had 25 teams from 9 schools competing. There were 44 qualifying matches, so each team had 7 preliminary matches. The teams were then selected into 12 alliances for the single elimination tournament. In the finals, the alliance of Adam 13 from Pierce and Spare Parts from Cross County defeated the alliance of In Transit from Omaha Gross Catholic and Hip Hop Anonymous from Cross County by a score of 165 to 149 to take top honors on the day.
Names are kind of fun to say.
They are kind of fun. I don't claim to understand them,
right,
but they are kind of fun. Your O'Neill teams performed well, especially since this was their very first competition that 3 of the teams had ever competed in. The NA team of Kaysen Rustler, William Grosch, Bethany Owens, and Peyton Yates went 2-5 on the day and were eliminated in the first round of the tournament. The engineers team of Elijah Kopecky and Braden Romiser went 3-4 and were also eliminated in the first round. The robotics energy group of Charlotte Welsh, Ian Yates, and James Grenier went 3-4 and were eliminated in the first tournament round. And the blacksmith team of Sean Strong and Jack Woloshkin went 1-6 and were not selected into an alliance for that tournament. A big thanks to all of the volunteers, judges, and everyone else that helped make this third annual tournament a success. The O'Neill teams will next be traveling to Ravenna on January 29th.
Nice.
Speech team kicked things off as well. They went to Pierce on Saturday for their first tournament. And Haley Schlenz finished 6th in JV Entertainment, while Savannah Morrow and Zuri Moore finished 5th in JV Duet. The team will compete at Howells this Wednesday and Albion next Saturday. Basketball action this week. The boys got two big wins, defeating Ainsworth with a walk-off free throw by Landon Clausen for a 50-49 exciting win.
Yeah.
That was something. They then took on Creighton Saturday and soundly defeated them by a score of 81-43. Our girls fell to 3-9, losing to Ainsworth by a score of 27-51 and to Creighton by a score of 48-59. I know we're missing Lauren Young toward that ACL.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
We host Neely Oakdale tonight, as Scott mentioned. The Warriors don't have a girls' JV team, and they only want to play two quarters of JV ball for the boys. So JV boys are going to start at 4:45 if you're coming out. Varsity girls will be starting at 5:30, and varsity boys will follow that. Both of our teams will travel to Wagner on Tuesday and Guardian Angels on Friday, so they'll be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The boys wrestlers competing in the West Holt invite on Friday and brought home the team championship. Individual placers included in fourth place Braden Ramesser at 106, Joe Yates at 132, Oliver Schlenz at 152, Fabian Acevedo at 182, and Angel Villa Gomez at 285. Third place finishers included Salvador Rodriguez at 195 and Tucker Shabram at 285. And your tournament champions included Dylan Parks at 106, John Alden at 113, Ty Rainforth at 138, Brady Thompson at 145, and Levi Drucki at 160. We'll be hosting our own JV Invitational tonight, I believe. And the team then travels to Winter, South Dakota for a triangular on Tuesday night and to Oakland Craig on Saturday. On the girls' side in the wrestling mat, they traveled to Ord to take part in their tournament on Friday and finished fourth out of 18 teams. Individual results included Maddie Jacobowski finishing as runner-up, Paola Vergara Verdin was champion, and Jordan Donahoe got three wins to finish in third place. The girls will travel to Battle Creek tonight, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And today is the last day for the Pennies for Puppies Betty White fundraiser for the Holt County Animal Shelter. Winning classes in each building will get a pizza party from Nico's, including breadsticks, a case of soda donated by Adamson's, and the Golden Girls' favorite dessert, cherry cheesecake, donated by Kendra at the Holt County Animal Shelter. Farm Credit Services of America will also be matching up to $500.
Nice. And we had somebody drop a $100 check off here at KBRX for the animal shelter.
That's fantastic. Terrific. Yeah. Well, good. I think they're going to get that $500 match, it sounds like. Our O'Neill FCCLA participants will be giving their star presentations this Thursday evening for the public, beginning at 6:30 in the lecture hall at the high school to get prepared for the district competition. So you can come out and listen and be impressed by this amazing group.
Another busy week in O'Neill Public School.
Another busy week, Scott.
All right, everybody be safe and have a good week.
Yes, thanks so much.
Thank you. Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.